It's that time again where we check in once a month with East Otter Tail County 4-H, and this time we're talking with Jordan Gusa. Hey, Jordan, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's a busy time for you guys over at 4-H, as we were just talking a little bit off air here. You're getting ready for that start of the fiscal year. Everything kind of is starting up again, turning the page. It's a brand new year for East Otter Tail County 4-H.
Yeah. Exactly, and it's kind of an odd time to start a new year, I would say, here in October, but all of our clubs and all of our programming and camps for the year are starting up here. We're doing our after-school programming in New York Mills and Parker's Prairie for the fall slash winter, and then the beginning of the year, actually, or the beginning of October, kicked off with National 4-H Week, and we had a lot of people and a lot of youth and volunteers and teachers and all those things participate in all the theme days for that week. We have our first camp of the year, which is our junior leadership workshop, also known as JLW, and that is for youth 6th through 9th grade, and that's located at Faith Haven, which is just outside Battle Lake. And that is coming up next week, which is October 19th through the 20th. And then we are also partnering with Wadena 4-H for our annual volunteer training, which is in 2 weeks. It'll be October 24th from 6 to 8 p.m., located at the Wadena Fairgrounds in their 4-H building. And we both hope to see all of our volunteers there because we have some exciting things to teach, and we hope they learn a ton. So, yeah.
Yeah, ton of stuff going on, obviously. What's it like to collaborate with Wadena County 4-H and just kind of everybody, you know, obviously there's different counties and everybody does things slightly different, but, you know, how cool is it to see that collaboration with the local 4-H chapters?
Yeah, it's really nice because we get to not only learn from each other, but we get to, like, meet each other's volunteers, and hopefully in the future we can use them in a good way, of course, in like using them at our fairs or our camps, because like JLW, we pair with a bunch of counties from around the region and state for that as well. So it's just nice to see their input coming into things, because obviously here in East Otter Tail, we don't know it all, and we like to sometimes, but it's fun to be able to partner with other counties to get their outlook on things as well.
And let's get caught up here. What's kind of happened over the last month, and what do you guys kind of have coming up to look forward to here at East Otter Tail County 4-H?
Yeah, so within the past month, we kind of just been doing a lot of planning and then a lot of recap. Obviously, the summer months are super busy for us, so we are just doing all of our records and kind of recapping our county and state fair appearance, and then starting to plan all of our programming for not only the fall and winter, but also the winter and spring. And then coming up here in the next couple months, we'll be starting to think about our county fair again, which is crazy that we start doing it this early. But here in December, January, that'll be the start of county fair planning, on top of the stuff that we've kind of roughly planned out already. So a lot of planning, a lot of programming, and a lot of fun for the youth for sure within these fall, winter, and spring months.
And as you're getting ready for that, you know, it's crazy, all this planning that's coming up, but for you yourself and kind of working with East Otter Tail County 4-H, and now the experience you're getting and working with them, what's it be like to kind of now be on board for this full year and get to start things kind of from the beginning?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a lot. You know, I've said it's like, oh, I've gone through one county fair already, but I came in when it was already pretty much fully planned, so I kind of just got to help out with it. So it'll be super cool to be on like the planning side, the finding the judges, finding project examples, finding just people that we need for the fair as well as programming. Because again, like I said, I came into all the summer programming pretty much when it was already planned. So it'll be really cool to be now on the back end of that and helping the planning process, helping finding our summer intern, you know, all those things that I didn't get to do last year just because of the time that I started the job. So that'll be super exciting for sure.
Hey, Jordan, anything else going on with East Otter Tail County 4-H that you want to let us know about while we got you here?
I was going to say, I think I got them all, but as always, if anybody is interested in joining East Otter Tail 4-H, you can just look up the extension phone number, and either Sarah or I will be happy to talk about 4-H with all of you. So
we're talking with Jordan Gusa of East Otter Tail County 4-H. We check in with her once a month and see what's going on over at East Otter Tail County 4-H and everything that happened in the month before, everything that's coming in the month ahead. And always great to talk with you, Jordan. Have a great month, and we look forward to talking with you next time.
Awesome. Thank you.